correct.
Yeah, 73, yeah.
Good afternoon, assembled masses. Welcome to the House Transportation and Economic Development Committee Friday afternoon. We have a much shorter agenda than it looks like. House Bill 2067 is not going to be worked. House Bill 2323 and House Bill 2330 will be carried over. We are still waiting on paperwork on those two bills, and we will carry those over to be worked as soon as we're ready. That leaves us with House Bill 3049 and House Bill 2973, so open work session on House Bill 3049. Colleagues, you'll remember this is the bill that we just heard on Wednesday relating to the Gold Star license plates. We simply needed to get the subsequent referral to Ways and Means rescinded, which we have now done. Troy, did we have any amendments? Are we otherwise?
No amendments. We have all the paperwork, revenue, fiscal. Everything is here. Okay. We're ready to go.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 3049 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Cameron moves House Bill 3049 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? I don't see any. Any objections? I don't see any. The motion is adopted. House Bill 3049 goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We will ask Representative Olson to carry, given that it is his bill. I will, since we're right here, make the unanimous consent request to suspend the rules and allow Representative Gorsuch to vote on House Bill 3049. Representative Gorsuch, this is the bill we heard on Wednesday around Gold Star license plates. We were waiting simply to have the subsequent referral rescinded, which we now have.
Okay.
Is there any objection to the unanimous consent request? Rules are suspended. Representative Gorsuch, how do you vote? I don't see Representative Davis at the moment.
I'm going to say aye.
Representative Gorsuch votes aye.
Thank you.
House Bill 3049 heads to the floor. Representative Olson will carry it. We'll close the work session on House Bill 3049. Open the work session on House Bill 2973. Troy.
House Bill 2973. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 2973 repeals the portion of the Oregon Jobs and Transportation Act of 2009 requiring Department of Transportation to contract out all maintenance activities on certain state highway segments, requires Department of Transportation to terminate all existing contracts immediately or as feasible, requires Department to perform all obligations and duties due under contract upon termination, declares emergency effective upon passage. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, we are in receipt of all of the required paperwork, the letter to rescind, fiscal, and revenue.
Very good. So we talked about this one a while ago, but I imagine everyone remembers the conversation. So the bill is before us once again. Representative Benz?
Mr. Chair, the project that was developed for purposes of maintenance of a reach of highway was intended to compare private contract work on the one hand versus ODOT's work on the other. And the idea underlying it was to provide possibly a template for future public-private contract work.
Thank you.
Perhaps because of the incredibly large amount of ground covered in the Jobs and Transportation Act, this particular part of the act didn't get the as much attention as maybe it should have been given. I think ODOT made a valiant effort to do what the legislation directed. It has not, in my opinion, resulted in that template. I think we're going to have to take another run at it at some point with a better designed project and one that more clearly sets up the challenge facing ODOT as it looks into the future for more and more ways of getting more work done with less resources. So my hope is, Mr. Chair, that this is we did learn some things from this. Not as much as we probably could have if I and my colleagues had spent a little more time giving ODOT a little more direction. So, Mr. Chair, with that, I'll be a yes vote on this, but I'm looking forward to taking the time to design a new pilot project that gives us a better chance at comparing choices that we have available when it comes to doing these important things for the state.
Thank you, Representative Benz.
Thank you.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Chair. I have a question about the bill that I'm hoping ODOT could answer. It would be appropriate to bring them up.
That's fine. Please.
Thanks for coming up. On lines 11 to 13 of the bill directs the department to terminate the contract immediately or as soon as feasible in accordance with the terms set forth in the contract. I have spoken with the contractor. I understand his understanding is the contract is through, I believe, the end of June or the 1st of June. If this bill passes, it is an emergency clause, so it would be immediate upon having the governor's signature. What's the timeline for that the department sees for canceling the contract?
Paul Mather, Highway Division Administrator for ODOT, Mr. Chair, Representative Davis. Our intent would be to end the contract at the end of the current work order, which is that July 1st date.
Okay. So, follow up.
Please.
So just for the record, having spoken with the contractor, this is about a fifth of his business. This is going to have a significant impact on some jobs, some employees that he has, and some efforts, especially training that he's put employees through. So I want to recognize that. I'm also happy to hear that this won't be canceled immediately, that his understanding that it would go through at least July 1 is correct, so he'll have a bit of leeway time to cushion that blow. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Maybe a follow-up question. I don't know the terms of the contract and what the contractor has obligated himself to in other contracts, i.e. we heard testimony about leasing equipment and some other things. Will all those contracts that he has going the other way be released from his liability and perspective as a result of passing this legislation?
Mr. Chair, Representative Cameron, that's yes, we will in the contract and all those provisions that we have in place to lease equipment and the arrangement that we've made will all end at the same time.
Thank you.
Other comments? Representative Parrish.
Thank you. I guess my concerns over canceling a project that's not all the way done is that, one, the there's not the opportunity to scale. Having been a manufacturer, I know that you can't make one piece of a product and then expect to make a profit or to find savings based on one small piece. You have to have the ability to scale. I asked the contractor after we had the hearing about what kind of scalability could realize some immediate changes in the economy of scale for a project like this, and he said, you know, he probably need like 75 miles or 100 miles. I'm a little disappointed. We're not going to look at the ability to offer him the opportunity to scale rather than put people out of work. I would hope that ODOT would consider if ODOT has to hire to replace this, and I think the question was asked, and there might be one or, you know, some change FTE that they would consider hiring these people who are going to lose their job because we're trying to save money. I would argue that, and I've heard, you know, well, this is an experiment and it didn't work. Again, my concerns are it wasn't set up to work the right way, and we have a lot of really expensive experiments that we're not stopping. You know, and of course, we talk about contracts a lot in this building, particularly even this morning, about breaking contracts and can the state break contracts. And so I feel the other piece I have to get on the record is I feel there's some bad faith in that when ODOT came to my office and I said, has anybody notified? And they said in my office, no, we hadn't notified. And they did go and make the notification after the fact. But up until I asked, there was no notification to the contractor. The contractor's lobbyist was not aware that this bill was going to affect one of their members. The contractor didn't know until we invited him to the committee hearing to be in the room. That's bad faith of the legislature in my mind. And so I'm going to support saving money, and I was going to definitely support redesigning this. I have to just object to the fact that we're about to upend somebody's world trying to save money, and they didn't get any notification. And this would have passed potentially out without having brought them here and just get some random notice that you're done. We've terminated your contract. We broke the relationship that we had, and you've got to fire a bunch of people. And I'm just not really okay with how we do that. So I'm going to support a redesign. I'm a support saving the money piece, but I think we better be really thoughtful in future legislation about how we interact when it's going to affect, and particularly that this only affected one person. It's not like we had to call every contractor that AGC or, you know, some other construction group represents. We only had to make one call and we didn't do it.
Thank you. Other comments? Let's see. I think we're ready. The discussion we've been having so far feels like the one we would have. We have a motion, but we haven't had the motion yet. So, if there's anyone who'd like to move the bill, oh, that would be appropriate. Representative Benz?
Sure. I move.
He started that conversation.
House Bill 2973 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Benz moves House Bill 2973 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Additional discussion? I don't see any. I want to just make a quick comment. One is that I was really struck throughout the discussion we had in its original hearing and today. I want to make sure that I've heard right and that we're clear that nothing in the conversation we've had suggests anything but good work on the part of the contractor. Mm-hmm. The flaws, I think, are the result of the design of the experiment. And I think it's very important to echo what Representative Benz said about the correct sequence of designing a good experiment, conducting it, and then drawing our conclusions. Other sequences are not going to be effective, and we shouldn't be drawing conclusions before we see the evidence. I would note that the contract is very clear about allowing either side to terminate with, I think it was 30 days notice. So I think what we're doing is very much in the terms of the contract. I don't think it's an outcome that people are happy about from any perspective, but I think it is important for us to recognize when an experiment is not working and look for the opportunities to design something that gives us that asks the right questions and allows us to find meaningful answers. So just to share my comments on it. With that, are there any objections to the motion? I don't see any. The motion carries. House Bill 2973 goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Who should we ask to carry the bill? Representative Doherty? Kidding.
Sure.
Representative Doherty's bill. Would you like to carry it, Representative Doherty?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Representative Doherty will carry. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2973. And much to my chagrin, we have exhausted the agenda. Once again, House Bill 2323, House Bill 2330 carried over to our next meeting. Anything else to come before the committee? I don't see any. Wish you all a good weekend. See you on Monday. We're adjourned.
A lot of points. A lot of points.
Good.